This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. Our sponsors, as always, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Gleaser Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Remember, our KJJR archives, always available at KJJR.com for any time Focus on the Flathead listening. And a special guest back with us today. It's been a while, maybe a year and a half or so. Michelle Grigsby from Plantland in Kalispell. Michelle, how are you today?
Doing great.
Great to have you back.
Thank you.
You look like you're very busy. And well, it is spring. We're in the last month of April here. So what is happening at Plantland like right now? What are the big things going on?
We are gearing up for spring and Mother's Day. Lots of planting.
Two of the biggest things you could gear up for in a plant store, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, but before we get to all the fun things that are happening, and we have some workshops to talk about all those fun things, let's talk about you for just a little bit. Tell us about yourself.
Michelle here, and I'm married, have a son who's 8, going to be 9, third grade, and we also have a dog.
What's your son's name?
My son, and your
dog's name.
My son is Jackson, and our dog is Copper.
All right, nice. And a lot of people have known Plantland. I mean, after all, you've been in business since the 80s.
We have 1986, 36 years this year.
That's pretty amazing. Now, I love the story about how it got started because it wasn't just, you know, a big plant store all of a sudden. It grew little by little. Tell us how it started.
It did. My father started it as growing gladiolas and selling them at the farmer's market. And then he built a greenhouse attached to our garage in Lakeside. And then customers started coming to Lakeside to buy plants, and then it eventually evolved into what Plantland is today.
We're talking Bob Balding, right?
Yes.
And he everybody knows him. That's why I got to bring him up. What is he doing these days? Is he still working?
He is still working, yep.
Wow. And traveling, I hear. He does a lot of traveling.
He does do traveling, but yep, still working, looking for retirement eventually.
And now you are full service, but you're also year-round. Now, that's not normal for a plant store, is it?
We're the only garden center in the valley that's year-round.
Yeah. So what? Okay, got to ask, what do you do in the middle of winter?
Houseplants, prepping for next year, seeding, all sorts of things, getting ready for the following spring.
So you are busy in the winter.
We are.
Probably do a lot of gifts during Christmas time, that kind of thing?
We do. We have ornaments. We do wreaths. We ship wreaths all over the United States, poinsettias, fresh greens. Besides the house plants, we do workshops in the fall also and winter.
Yeah, let's talk workshops for a second. You have a few coming up, and I was looking online. You have a driftwood air plant succulent arrangement workshop. Here's another one, hanging basket workshops. You've already done a few of those.
We have the driftwood air plant succulent is new, so you'll take a piece of driftwood local from Flathead Lake, and we're going to attach succulents and air plants to it. And then our most popular class is the hanging basket, where you get to build a hanging basket, a moss one that looks similar to what you can buy at Plantland.
Man, I think I might have to come to this.
Right?
So you plant them, and then you let them kind of grow a little bit there, and then you come and get them later? How does it work?
Actually, you plant them at the greenhouses, and then you'll take them home and then let them grow on at home. And by the time the classes start, they should be well enough to stay outside.
That's like taking home a baby from the nursery. You know, you got to bring your babies home and raise them from scratch.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh my gosh. Well, it sounds like fun, and it sounds like they're very successful. You've already had some sold out, right? Some of these workshops.
We have. I have two hanging baskets sold out. There's still availability for Thursday, June 2nd.
I think people are going to love this. You told me about a Glacier Gold sale.
Yes, our annual Glacier Gold compost sale starts Wednesday, April 27th and runs through Sunday, May 1st.
And what happens at this sale?
Glacier Gold compost is on half price. So It's normally $8.99 and it'll now be $4.49 a bag.
Can't beat that.
No.
How long does that go?
April 27th, which is Wednesday through Sunday while supplies last.
Oh, I was wishful thinking, I guess.
Right.
But come and see them. I mean, get your Glacier Gold. People seem to love that stuff. And then Mother's Day is coming very soon, too. Yeah, I know you're gearing up for that. What happens at Plantland during Mother's Day?
Lots of moms, grandmas in the greenhouses just gearing up. Gift certificates available, hanging baskets. There's Mother's Day little patio pots that we sell of mixed flowers.
So I want to ask, if you're starting from scratch there's so many new houses coming up. Where do you start when you want to do a landscaping? They come to Plantland. Is it you that does the consultation and those kind of things? Or do you have someone to do that?
I do it myself. And then I also have 3 or 4 staff members that are very familiar with trees and shrubs and perennials for this area that can help with that.
Now, you heard in the last 4 years, we've had 4 2 years, 4,015 new residents of Kalispell. We're the fastest growing small town in the USA. Did you hear that?
I did, and it's unbelievable.
So is that, can you feel it?
Yes, absolutely.
All these new people building and needing landscaping. So if you're listening right now, Plantland is the place to do this. We're going to be back and talk more about Plantland. There's so much to learn and so much to do and great things happening at Plantland all the time. Michelle Grigsby is our guest. And by the way, I should have asked what your title is at Plantland.
General Manager.
The GM. Okay, you're at the top of the list.
That's right.
Well, right below your dad.
Yes.
We're going to be back and talk more. Full service year-round garden center in. We're talking Plantland in just a few. And remember, our sponsors here, Three Rivers Bank of Montana, Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back with part two right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead, Part 2. And in the studio this week, it is Michelle Grigsby from Plantland, Kalispell. Second generation, this family, working on Plantland. Your husband is involved as well, right?
Yes, he is.
What's his name?
Adam.
So what does Adam do?
He's the grower.
He's the grower. What does that mean?
So that means his responsibility is growing majority of the annuals and perennials from seed is what his responsibility is.
Is that common in the valley, or are you one of the only ones doing that?
One of the few that does that.
From seed.
From seed.
So are you his boss?
I guess, technically.
Does he know that?
Yes.
Well, that's good. One of the things I wanted to read for our audience here, Plantland offers garden classes of all levels all year, growing annuals, vegetables, perennials from seed or cuttings ourselves, and offer custom container planting for commercial or private accounts. You were talking about doing the plants downtown Kalispell, the beautiful hanging plants. That's you guys.
That is us, yep.
What does it take to get those ready? I mean, how many are there and how long does that take?
There's well over 100. I want to say 125 maybe.
Yeah.
And we start them beginning of March so that they're ready to go out usually beginning of June.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's talk about your greenhouses too, because not too many people know you have several offsite.
We do. We have 7 at Plantland and then we have 4 more that we grow out of at another location.
That's going to give you a lot of room to do all of this year-round stuff, right?
It gives us room, not enough, but enough to make it work for us, yes.
So you talked off air a little bit about your plant deliveries. Tell the audience what you told us, because it's amazing what comes into Plantland and how quickly it goes out as well.
Yeah, so we bring houseplants in out of southern Florida, come in July, and then we have them through March, but we sell... You know, we bring in 2 semi-loads, which is 15 to 20 feet on each load, stacked from floor to ceiling. We're talking thousands and thousands of plants. But it all sells by the time spring comes for us so that we're ready for spring season of annuals and vegetables in the greenhouses.
Give us some advice here. What is the best time to plant them? I mean, here we are toward the end of April already. Should we be putting plants in the ground right now?
No, it's too early. As we all know, Mother Nature has been a little rough on us this April.
Oh, yeah.
And it's too cold. The biggest thing is the temperature. And the average last frost date in the valley is right around Memorial Day. It's around the 22nd, 25th of May.
Wow.
So typically, I would tell you to start planting outside tender annuals and vegetables, not until the end of May, beginning of June.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good advice because a lot of people are thinking about it already. The sun comes out and we start thinking about planting. So that's great advice. We talked about growth here in the flathead in our last break. But for people who are building, I mean, we talked about the new apartment complexes popping up everywhere. I think they should really come to Plantland, take a look what you offer.
Yes, we have, you know, anywhere from typically in the off season, we're going to have houseplants. Other than that, right now we're going into spring. So trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, vegetables, one full greenhouse worth of ceramic pottery besides empty hanging baskets or planted hanging baskets too. So you can build your own.
At the end of summer, you do not close.
No.
You go right through winter. What happens in the fall at Plantland?
We grow mums and kale for fall sales, pansies, and then we're into houseplant season, still have trees and shrubs as long as weather is permitting in the fall. But the biggest thing for us is probably houseplants that time of year.
So how long have you been doing this again, Michelle, yourself, not including your father?
Since I was about 10.
And do you still love it?
Every day.
Okay, so I always ask this to people, and I think I asked you this before as well, but what do you like most about your job?
Probably just interacting with customers. I love interacting, talking to people. I'm not one that can sit behind a desk all day. I have to see someone or doing something like that, being active.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. And I'm assuming that you have a pretty amazing staff as well.
We have a fairly large staff. And that part of that is just so that we can get all of the seeds and plugs planted so that they're ready for sale for when customers come in.
Okay. Do you want to mention any names here on your staff?
I actually only most of my staff is seasonal. So okay. I have two that work year round for me, and then the rest are all seasonal, whether hopefully they come back year after year, but some things, as we all know, change.
Well, you've been listening to the voice of Michelle Grigsby. She's the general manager of Plantland in Kalispell, and we've talked everything from workshops to new starting in the spring, all that fun stuff, and even some history. Is there anything else you want to talk about before you leave? Because let's talk one more time about the Glacier Gold Compost sale for sure.
Yes, it's Wednesday, April 27th through May 1st, Sunday, and it's half price. 1.5 cubic foot bags are $8.99, and now they're going to be $4.50 while supplies last.
Yeah, and if you want information, you got a pretty nice website here. I just looked at it this morning.
Yes, it's plant-land.com.
Plant-land.com. They're at 1008 Highway 2 East, right there below the underpass. You can't miss Plantland.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for being here again. And you should come back in the fall. I want to see how the summer went.
Sounds great.
If you have a moment
yes.
in your schedule. Thanks for joining us. That is, again, Michelle. She's the general manager for Plantland. And we'll be back next week with yet another Focus on the Flathead. And by the way, archives of this show available in just a few days. We're sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 FM, KJJR.